lower jaw osteoporosis associated with bisphosphonates. Literature review. Authors: Maria Noel Bertoli Izquierdo, Veronica Reynolds Y. Luis Ignacio Rodriguez Palacio. Abstract. Introduction. Given the high prescription of bisphosphonates, we present their adverse effects in the dental sphere, being an infrequent complication, but difficult to treat. There is no need to suspend treatment, given the important benefit in terms of prevention of fragility fractures. These fractures cause high morbid mortality as opposed to the low risk associated with bisphosphonate-associated osteoporosis of the jaw. Objective: to orient the health personnel who handle these drugs and who assist these complications to have knowledge for the prevention of osteoporosis, to identify and differentiate patients at higher risk according to the dose of bisphosphonates and frequency of treatment. Materials and method. A literature review was performed in the following sources: CELO, Google Academic, Medline / PubMed, Virtual Health Library Brazil, from 2005 to date, Spanish, Portuguese and English languages. The descriptors used were bisphosphonates, mandible, maxilla, dentistry, osteoporosis, osteoporosis of the jaws associated with bisphosphonates. Results: the latest treatment guidelines were modified in 2014 by consensus of the American Association of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. The pathogenesis of bisphosphonate-associated maxillary osteoporosis is not completely defined, although publications try to explain it. The risk of developing it by oral therapy is lower than by intravenous administration. Discussion: the physician who prescribes the anti-resorptive drug should know the dental health status of his patient and, if possible, refer him for examination by a dentist before initiating bisphosphonate therapy.